We are so addicted to CVs and cover letters in a way that I think is deeply detrimental to building a really strong performing workforce. And I think skills-based hiring is the only way to hire.
Olivia,
Yes.
you're the head of people and culture at Test Gorilla.
Yes.
For those that don't know, what does Test Gorilla do?
What does Test Gorilla do? Well, first up, I hope that in a few years, everyone will know what Test Gorilla is doing. So we are a talent discovery platform. What does that mean? We help companies source, identify, and assess the best candidates for their jobs. We have the sort of very foundations of our company are in skills-based assessments. So the ability to hire candidates based on actual proven skills, validated skills, rather than hiring on the basis of CVs, for example, or the experience that someone might have had in the workplace or their education. So hiring based on skills. And now giving the opportunity to companies to source based on candidates' skills as well. So we're not just assessing, but also helping companies to source and look for candidates who have those skills and who are also looking for jobs.
AI is starting to play quite a role, an increasing role in the whole talent sourcing discovery
Yeah.
space. Is that something that's on your horizon?
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't think that you can be part of the sort of the talent acquisition, the HR world, or frankly, the world of work, without AI being very much the forefront of your mind, and the ability to approach it with curiosity and optimism, and sort of in a full throttle way is something that I think any company working in the HR tech space should be doing. I mean, when we think about the landscape that we're in, so the hiring landscape in particular, AI has been for a while a bit of a concern in this industry for certain people, right? We know that people are worried about CVs that have been created with the help of AI, and does that give a true sense of a candidate? And sort of AI generated applications are throwing sort of talent acquisitions teams into head spins all around the world, right? But for me and for us at Test Gorilla, we think that's just exacerbating, or that's just proving the issues that have been there all along with CVs and sort of unstructured interviews, right? CVs have always been a bit nebulous as a tool in which a candidate can present themselves, right? There's no one often fact checking a CV, right? So CVs is just because someone sit there with a blank page and write kind of maybe what they want. They aren't sort of fact checked or scientifically validated or necessarily even correlated sometimes with the skills that people have. And AI generated applications just fuel that, right? They expose the sort of the outdated flaws in the sort of the fundamental flaws in outdated hiring practices. And a hiring process that relies on CVs and cover letters has always rewarded that sort of style over substance. And so AI generated applications really just puts a spotlight on that. Now, we have always believed that skills-based hiring is the definitive answer to great hiring. You want people who have the actual skills for the actual job and that can bring those skills right into your place of work. And so if your process already tests for actual job-related skills, it doesn't matter if a candidate is using AI to sort of to polish their cover letter or tweak the keywords in their CVs, right? We have always advocated for testing and evaluating and hiring people based on outcomes and real ability, not just their written outputs. So we think that the way of sort of skills-based hiring is robust in an AI-first world, and in fact creates more of a reason to hire based on skills-based skills. So, and we can talk a little bit about how we're building AI into our product. We can talk a little bit more about how being able to identify AI skills is a really exciting kind of pivot that we need to make within our sphere of work. But ultimately, the core of what we do, we think, is more important now more than it ever has been. This skills-based hiring is so robust and stands up so well in an AI-first world.
You talked about AI, identifying AI skills. Talk a little
Yeah.
more about that.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I think, I'm sure there are so many people leaders who will be listening to this podcast who have been given a mandate to build a skills sort of an AI first company, or how do we bring more AI skills into our company, or sort of build up with learning and development sort of AI skills. There is no company in the world right now that I don't think is having some sort of planning discussions about how to transition to a more kind of AI first kind of world, right? So you can test for AI skills, right? There are certainly some actual core competencies within existing roles that have evolved with the use with the sort of the emergence of AI. You can definitely just as we have done since day one at Test Gorilla, look, being able to assess for core competencies and skills that someone might need to have in a particular role. And now that automation and use of AI is part of a critical part of that role, of all roles really, you can definitely assess for those through skills, right? Or work samples. You can totally assess for AI skills. So measuring the candidate's sort of technical ability within the sort of the AI aspects of their work. The other piece about sort of hiring in an AI first world is that whilst we are increasingly making decisions about what tasks maybe machines can do, or that can be automated, or that can be given to an AI agent, or what are the skills that are required to build AI agents in your work, for example, there's also a piece where human skills become ever more important, right? Robots can't do those really core human pieces. And so being able to assess for those human skills, or we used to call them soft skills, right? Or meta skills, the critical thinking, the communication, the problem solving, these sort of like evergreen skills that humans have always had, and I think actually become more important in an AI first world, they can also be assessed as well. So using skills testing, using structured interviews, using really thoughtful hiring processes that both measures the core competencies that someone has, that increasingly needs to have an element of being able to use AI, plus really interrogates and evaluates their personal, yeah, their person human skills, build them together. And I think you're already well on your way to sort of to thinking about hiring an AI first or an AI competent team. Yeah.
Now, you are, as head of people, you're an HR professional yourself.
Yeah.
Obviously, very comfortable with the whole thing of AI.
Yeah.
Typically, HR people have got a slight reluctance to embrace it. They have a certain amount of reservation and possibly even fear. What are the types of things that you could say to reassure them, to encourage them, to inspire them, in fact, to
Yeah.
make a point of starting to dive into it and embrace AI?
Yeah. I think I love that question. I think, and this is me speaking as like a human, right? Rather than just a pure HR professional. I think we can largely decide whether like what mindset we approach change with, and that will have a huge impact in how sort of successful we are within a changing environment. Like with any sort of technological change or any advancement, AI is coming, right? It's coming. Me, you, we're powerless to stop it, right? It is the world. Any change brings with it uncertainties and, of course, some anxieties. It also brings a lot of opportunities. And I think if we can, the very first step, I think, is being curious about the opportunities ahead, and deciding to seek and embrace the sort of the positive changes whilst being alert to some potential concerns and additional considerations and risks. Of course, I don't want to diminish those risks. So that's just like a mindset thing. I think that yes, I think traditionally HR has maybe been perhaps resistant to change of this types, but I think if we think about HR, human resources, thinking about humans as resources or using resources to help companies succeed, it's our duty, I think, to think about the tools and the opportunities and the systems at our disposal to keep making people super strategic and super valuable in reaching company goals. We've got huge opportunity in terms of AI in augmenting people power to maximize the value that people are bringing to a specific company. To there are so many tasks within HR that, for better or for worse, have remained over time, and those manual administrative, quite boring tasks. There's still quite a lot of really boring tasks in HR that, honestly, you don't really see happening much in like product departments or engineering departments because they got fed up with them ages ago. So they've automated them and created really smooth workflows or brought in AI a bit earlier than other departments, perhaps. And I've seen in my own department just over this past year, I've got such wonderful people on my team. And I think that some of them were held back by some of the more manual and kind of administrative simple tasks that, sort of there'll be pieces on onboarding that are a bit manual, and these are senior, fantastic people, and we've built in more automation and more AI driven automation assistance in their workflows, and they've been It's like they've been released. And now I've got these senior people creating more impact than they've ever done before, whilst not adding to their personal workload, right? And but they've been freed from this this sort of trap of manual admin. And human resources, HR, people teams, there's so much value that these companies bring. Companies, they need to exist on people power, and we can use machines to amplify that people power. So it's a bit of a mindset shift, but I think once you start dabbling, you start the benefits actually have become very apparent.
Now, we've kind of spoken a lot about AI, but I want to kind of encourage you to, as it were, put your hands behind your head and sit back and just sort of reflect. What other types of skills do you see appearing over the horizon that people need to start keeping their eyes open for?
So I think, well, I've actually, to be honest, I've touched on it a little bit already. So AI, we've all got a clue up on AI, but actually, I think these sort of human skills are going to remain as more important than they've ever been. These things like, what else do we think about? This sort of adaptability, the ability to change in and sort of thrive in different environments. So that sort of we might also call it kind of growth mindset as well. The ability to learn, pivot, take on new opinions, all of this sort of this ability to evolve, I think, is something that becomes ever more important, and AI has sort of accelerated that need, as it were. Those human skills, influencing, communication, leadership, people leadership, the ability to manage people well, whether that's through direct or indirect influence, I think is as important as it's ever been, and particularly helping people to navigate through changing landscapes as well. So I think that whole piece on kind of adaptability and learnability is really important today, yeah.
So from the sounds of it, you're talking about the qualities that you're talking about there that people start developing. Is that so?
It's quality, yeah, it's interesting. It is qualities. I think the sort of things like problem solving and critical thinking, they are skills. They are actual skills that you can develop, that you can measure. We have tests in our test library at Test Gorilla, by which you can absolutely assess in a scientifically validated way the critical thinking and problem solving, so that they're not fluffy qualities, right? They're sort of empirical, measurable behaviors and skills within that too.
Now let's turn this on its head. You've been speaking about things from the perspective of an HR professional. What about people who are younger people who are listening to this and thinking, well, okay, I need to start developing a critical thinking skills and a problem-solving skills. What could they start doing to start developing those skills in themselves?
So I think there's a piece there probably, and I guess it depends, are we talking about college, are we talking about students, are we talking about people in their first bit of their careers, maybe first jobs? But I think I mean there's certainly lots of literature that can be read or online, and that can frame this up in a theoretical way. But I think this ability to just trying to approach problems from new angles, right? And noticing where you might have blind spots, or that you may have sort of maybe some limiting beliefs that you're imposing upon yourself that are creating a little bit more of a blinkered way of looking at things. I think that people probably have more problem-solving skills and critical thinking skills than they generally sort of
Give themselves credit for.
think. Say again.
I said, give themselves credit for.
Give themselves credit for, totally. And I think, if you're a graduate or someone who's still a student, you've probably had to be solving quite a lot of problems, in that your student life isn't the easiest of lives, right? So I think looking out for those moments where you've had a dilemma and you've solved it, and maybe there was teamwork involved there, or maybe you had to kind of prioritize or evaluate your options, and going back to those moments and thinking about how you solve them, I think that could boost a lot of confidence. And that's also stuff that you can be bringing to, employers when you're in hiring processes. You can also head on to plug Test Gorilla. You can go on to Test Gorilla and start taking some of these tests yourselves, right? You can just go on the platform and start looking for these tests and sit down, see how well you're scoring compared to other candidates, to give you a sense of where you are. But I think that there's a lot, and reading up around growth mindset, I think that's really it. There's so much literature out there now, and I think that can totally be learned and self-learned too, just that sort of change in mindset.
We've been talking a lot about hiring, recruiting, people coming into the organization. What are your thoughts on retention? What trends are you seeing with regard to companies retaining the people that they've hired?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think next year is going to be a really interesting year for that. I think there's been a lot of groundwork this past year or this past 18 months about companies getting ready for an AI first world. There's been a lot, I think, of kind of upskilling within companies. I think and there's been we're starting to see some role evolutions in the marketplace. We've seen new jobs coming in that are specifically related to AI or more traditional roles kind of now being described or factoring kind of AI elements into the job description and job expectations. So there's for me, there's been we're in a sort of a readiness state getting ready, and I think next year and in the year after will be really interesting, in which we actually start to maybe see some more labor markets move around it beyond simply the course of like data and engineering elements of AI, which has already started happening. In terms of retention, I would be really interested to see what happens. I think that if like depending on the speed at which a company needs to move to an AI first kind of organization or really bake AI into their operating model, maybe there will be bigger shifts of people being phased out of organizations and people with those ready-made AI skills being brought in. What's probably a more sustainable approach for many organizations, depending on their strategy, of course, is to really find those people who've got those learn kind of those human skills, that ability to learn, where people who are maybe sort of more generalists and who've pivoted in different roles throughout an organization have proven that they can learn. Those are the kinds of people who are really excited and motivated by new opportunities and the ability to learn and stretch themselves. And if there's a way to use kind of AI growth and learning and development and stretch opportunities as a way to retain these people in organizations in different roles or to add more AI expectations within their current roles. I think that'll be a really interesting way to kind of keep retention of top talent high whilst kind of bringing them along the AI journey. But there does need to be a lot of thought around L&D and growth and development within an organization, if that is a company's HR strategy.
One of the questions that I always pose to people in every one of my podcasts is the following. You, as an expert in your field, have certain views, and I may not have asked you something that you feel people need to know. That thing is what would you like to say to them?
Interesting. I mean, so I and I'll break the question a little bit. I've actually only been working in HR for 18 months officially. And I've learned a lot throughout that time and had various different roles across different businesses before that that I think have brought a sort of a specific approach to HR. Since working at Test Gorilla, which is at the very heart of all conversations around skills-based hiring, I don't think that there is any excuse for any company to be hiring in a way that isn't skills-based hiring. We, as an industry, and you mentioned in one of your questions that HR has a tendency sometimes to be a little bit more traditional, a bit more conservative. In so many areas of HR, of talent acquisition, the people I speak to, the things I read, we are so addicted to CVs and cover letters in a way that I think is deeply detrimental to building a really strong performing workforce. And I think skills-based hiring is the only way to hire. And I'm early on in my HR career, but there is no way that I will ever be hiring in a way that isn't skills-based ever again.
And on that note, Olive, thank you so much for your perspectives, for sharing your authenticity with us. Really
Yes.
appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Alan.